The introduction and rapid proliferation of cone beam computed tomography imaging into dentistry means that many current practitioners did not receive training on three-dimensional imaging in dental school. The question for many is, what is the proper level of training needed for practitioners in order to give patients full benefit of this new imaging modality while minimizing any risk? An expert group selected from members of the European Academy of Dentomaxillofacial Radiology was tasked to develop guidelines and learning outcomes for CBCT training. Their report is available in the journal Dentomaxillofacial Radiology. The members of this expert group were selected because they had experience in undergraduate and postgraduate CBCT education. In their report, two levels of education are suggested. Level 1 is intended for dentists who prescribe CBCT and then receive a report that interprets this imaging. The suggested knowledge for this level is an understanding of radiation safety, image quality, selection criteria, differences between 2D and 3D imaging, and local regulations. Training at this level is envisioned to be a minimum of 12 hours of didactic coursework. Level 2 training includes further instruction to allow a provider to properly take CBCT scans and interpret the findings. At this level, all Level 1 instruction should already be mastered. This higher-level training is to include information on controlling radiation dose, geometry, and image quality to obtain a high-quality scan while minimizing the patient dose. Additional Level 2 training topics include reformatting image data, preparing a structured report, instituting a quality control program, and practical use of the CBCT scanner and software. Level 2 training will likely require an additional 12 hours for the didactic work and 12 hours of practical training. Other recommendations from this group are that an image be limited only to the region of interest and that the entire image should be interpreted. The article also includes longer lists of specific learning outcomes for the different training levels, which may be useful for clinicians to ensure they properly understand the broader issues relating to CBCT imaging. I found it interesting how strongly this European group feels that Level 1 training is necessary before even prescribing a CBCT scan. I'm not advocating for these guidelines, but thought that clinicians using CBCT should be aware that they exist. If you wish to view some of the specific learning outcomes, the report is available as a short communication in the January 2014 issue of the journal Dentomaxillofacial Radiology.